What sins did your fathers do that impact your life today, even as a Christian? Say that again. What sin did your fathers do that impacts you today, even as a Christian? Today on Understanding Curses, we're going to talk about sins of the fathers. Let me just take a moment to just kind of bounce along and review about 4 or 5 hours worth of teaching. Did an hour and a half on Thursday, same on Friday. That'd be three already. Did the same on Monday. Did the same yesterday and today. So you have about, hour and a half or so, about 6 or 7 hours worth of teaching already on this. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the old adage, well, they're just a chip off the old block, talking about their dad, their father? Oh, he's just like his father. We've all heard that statement, and there's tremendous truth in it. Well, he just acts just like his dad. Sins of the fathers. Father was an alcoholic. Son becomes an alcoholic. His son becomes an alcoholic. Father ran out on his wife, several of them. Son runs out on his wife, several of them. I know this to be fact. I know families that it goes right down the line. And the grandson runs out on his wife, just like the father, right? Same thing with the daughters. Same thing with the daughters. Father's a drug addict. Son's a drug addict. Daughter's a drug addict. Father treats them poorly, abuses them. On and on it goes. Now, those in the medical field will tell you that it's hereditary. It's something about the genes. Well, it's possible, but usually it's a spiritual issue. Because after they get saved and filled with the power of God, they stop running out on their wives, stop drinking. See? So when you deal with that, Jamie just says, I'm one of those. Okay, Jamie. The sins of the father are very real. And the sins are passed down. Israel was a prime example of that sins of the fathers at work. The kings of Israel would be very wicked. Jeroboam has done evil above all that were before thee. 1 Kings 14:9-16. And then in 1 Kings 15, and Nahab, the son of Jeroboam, did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and made Israel therein to sin. And then again in 1 Kings 15, it goes on in verse 33. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord in the way that he walked with Jeroboam. Then chapter 16, verse 25, and Ammi wrote evil in the sight of the Lord, did worse than were before him. And on it goes. These are sins of the fathers. Did evil in the sight of the Lord. Did evil in the sight of the Lord. Did evil worse than the guy before him. He did evil more than all of them. All his family. And if you look at this, the son of Ahab in 1 Kings 22:51-53, and Ahaz, the son of Ahab, did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father Ahab and the way of his mother Jezebel, famous, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, in verse 53, according to all that his father had done, according to all that his father had done. Now, when you look at this, there's got to be something to that. Now, Judah's kings were the same way. Same thing. Well, look at this in Jeremiah 16:10. And they shall say unto thee, wherefore has the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us, or what is our iniquity? Or verse 11, then shall thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and walked after other gods and served them, have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. See what's happening, fathers. Verse 12, and ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his own heart, that they may not hearken unto me. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. But see, wait a minute, you say, hold it, hold, time out. Jesus came and died at Calvary, absolutely. Died for our sins, no question. Gave his life for us, sure. Rose the third day, absolutely. Went to heaven. Yeah, by the way, yesterday was Ascension Day. Same day that Elijah went to heaven. Jesus went to heaven just centuries later. Same day. Now, that's just a side for a second. That's running down a little rabbit trail. I got so much information, it just flows from me. So if that's the case, then how come? How come? Because several reasons. I'm going to give you some scriptures here. I'm not going to read them. I'm going to tell you their locations. It takes us 10 programs to work through them. Scriptures concerning the sins of the fathers. I'll go slow. You can read them yourself. Okay? Sins of the fathers, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 17. Deuteronomy chapter 5, 6 through 21. That's Exodus chapter 20, 1 through 17, and Deuteronomy 5, 6 through 21. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. Numbers 14, 18. Numbers 14, 18. Exodus 21, 23 through 25. Exodus 21, 23 through 25. And this here are descriptions. You can read about them. Now, that's sins of the fathers. Let me show you in the scripture sins of the fathers at work. Sins at the fathers at work. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 39. Warnings of Israel, their children will waste away in a foreign land. That's Leviticus 26, 39. Then some of the passages I read to you a moment ago. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 26, verse 34. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. 1 Kings chapter 22, 52 and 53. These are descendants of Solomon, corrupted by iniquity, leading nation into adultery and corruption. And the idea is, when you read these passages, the previous one and the next one became worse than the previous one. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 10 through 12. The descendants of Solomon and of Israel just before the exile got so bad, God had to pull them to bring judgment and end up in Babylonian captivity. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1 through 15. The children of Israel during the exile. That's right, Lamentations chapter 5, 1 through 15. Well, that's all Old Testament, all right? Matthew chapter 23, verse 30 and 32. Scribes and Pharisees identifying with their ancestors who killed the prophets. That's perfectly clear. Identification with their ancestors who killed the prophets. I identify with my father. My father was a murderer. I identify with my father. He was an alcoholic. I identify with my father. He ran out on my mother. I identify with my father. He beat me. See how that goes? See how that happens? Each dies for their own sins. We know that. Deuteronomy chapter 30, chapter 24, verse 16. And 2 Chronicles, chapter 25, 3 and 4. Jeremiah 31. Now here is a scripture. Grab hold of this. Jeremiah 31, 29 and 30. It concludes those verses with the father eats the sour grapes. And the children's teeth are set on edge. Okay? Father eats the sour grapes. Sour, sour. Children go, ooh. Spiritually, father eats the sins. The children go, ooh. Ezekiel chapter 18, 1 through 32. It's a clear outline of God's judgment and repentance principles. Ezekiel 18, 1 through 32. Now, we're all under iniquity. We know that. Romans 3, 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, 10 through 18, horrible description of the true nature of man. Aren't we seeing that? Romans 6, 23. The wages of sin is death. Now, because of a father that disobeyed God and sinned, his entire family was killed. Numbers chapter 16, verse 27 through verse 34, the rebellion of Korah. Dathan, Adoram, the earth swallowed them up, their families, their wives, their children, and everything they had. The impact. Joshua 7, 1, 18 through 26, and 22, 18 through 22. The sons of Achan. God told them, do not take any of the possessions of the people you're conquering. Achan decided to grab some gold and some silver and some stuff from the camp that God said, don't do. Takes them home, basically, hides them. And because of that, Israel loses the next battle. And God speaks to Joshua and says, hey, there's sin in the camp. Ooh. Sin in the camp. So what happens? They begin to check. And they checked all the tribes, all the people. And guess what happened? They discovered that Achan had taken that which God told him not to take. Disobedience impacted his family. And the results, the entire family, all the possessions being stoned, burned, and buried. Don't you tell me that a father doing the wrong thing does not impact his family. Fathers go out and hang at the bar, spend all their wages at the bar, come home, beat their wife up, and curse at their kids and whip them around. Huh? It's not impacting the family? Father spends all his money on gambling and the races and stuff and other women. Hangs out with the boys downtown in the bars, in the lounges, in the honky-tonks. Comes home to his little wife and beats her up and curses the kids. That's not impacting their family. Who are we kidding? I mean, who are we kidding here? 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14 through 18. David and Bathsheba's firstborn son dies at 7 days. The adulterous relationship, that child that David impregnated Bathsheba with, and David calls it his greatest sin. And that's why he cries out in Psalm 51, "Oh God, create in me a clean heart." And a baby pays the price. That's interesting about abortion, but that's another subject. Jeremiah 11, 21 through 23. Jeremiah 13, verse 14. And Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 3 and 4. Let me read that again. Jeremiah 11, verse 21 through 23. Jeremiah 13, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 3 and 4. The death of the children as well as the father, Athanoth and Judah. Are you understanding what's happening, the impact? Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 16. Our fathers sinned and no more, and we bear their punishment. Whoa. Our fathers sinned and are no more. They're dead. They're gone. And we bear their punishment. Kids pay the price. Families pay the price. They're in poverty. These guys who go in, pregnate these girls, and then leave them. And the woman has to raise that child. Or the father goes in there, decides to play around, and leaves his wife, or quote-unquote his lover, to raise those kids. Our fathers sinned and are no more, and we bear their punishment. Isaiah chapter 14, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 20 through verse 23. Death of the children of the wicked of Babylon, no possessions of their land, and destruction of their cities. Don't you tell me that the sins of the fathers don't impact the families. As we know that the sins of the fathers go to the fourth generation. Righteousness goes to the 10th generation. Now think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. Just drop that into your spirit. Sins of the fathers go to fourth generation. Righteousness goes to the 10th generation. Now, one day I figured this up. We're going to talk about people involved in four generations here coming in the next hour. But I was thinking about this years ago. I was kind of thinking about that years ago. And how, when I read the biography of one of my favorite, Jonathan Edwards, and I read biographies, I took a book, Jonathan's biography, it was the definitive biography, it took me 10 years to read it. That's right. Spent 10 years reading that book. It sat right on my desk. And I'd read a page and think about it. Come back. 10 years. My son gave that to me for Christmas one year. And I would look at that and I would say, wow, that's just wonderful. That's just marvelous. And I'd go through it and go through it, go through it, and be blessed by it. And be touched by it. And be ministered by it. All the time. And I would see it. And be blessed. All the time. And it was so powerful that I began looking at Jonathan Edwards' family. Jonathan Edwards' family. And I began to notice something. And the more I read, the more I noticed. The more I saw, the more I understood. Not correct right now. Now we talk about sins of the fathers, relevant, okay? Have you ever thought about how many people is involved in